creature on this earth needs a business to prove his worth, something to test his skills and express himself. You got plumbers and cowboys and carpenters, butchers, bakers, saw sharpeners, guys who sack up groceries and stock the shelves. Your business kind of sets the tone of who you are and how you're known, and it's pretty important to pick one you understand. So get yourself a business, son. If you ain't there yet, I'll tell you one, and you better buy stock in this one while you can.
Yeah!
Oh, monkey business, monkey fun, monkey room for everyone. Enroll yourself today in monkey school. We've got a booming business here, depression proof, home free and clear, and all you gotta do is act a fool.
Better business folks will probably tell you funny jokes and call our line of work a big charade.
Yes, they will.
But the joke's on them, it seems to me, when the truths are very plain to see that monkey business is everybody's favorite trade.
Sure is.
So eat your heart out, Wall Street smarties. Take GM. We'll take our parties in 10 years. We'll just see what we've done. We'll have show and tell, we'll have a quiz. I'll put my dough on monkey biz, 'cause fools outnumber wise men 10 to 1.
Yeah! Monkey business, monkey fun, monkey room for everyone. Enroll yourself today in monkey school. We've got a booming business here, depression proof, home free clear. And all you gotta do is act a fool. Oh yeah, you gotta play this game by monkey rules. Oh yeah, in monkey business, boy, just act a fool.
Me and my monkey pal sang the heck out of that song, had us a big time. We not only made a great contribution to music and culture, but we also notched up a few points for the brotherhood of all animals. I mean, there I was, a very important dog, socializing with a low-class monkey who went around begging nickels in the circus. The fact that I would stoop so low made my heart swell with pride and almost brought tears to my eyes. One of the advantages of being wonderful is that you can share it with others. It gives you a warm feeling inside. Well, me and Monkey had a great time together, but old Sourpuss Drover sat through the whole thing and didn't sing a lick. When we finished, instead of cheering and shouting, as any intelligent dog would have done, he started whining and moaning.
When Sally Mae comes home, your monkey business is going to get us killed.
I glanced around the kitchen. It was a little messy now that he'd mentioned it. Relax, Drover, we got plenty of time. We'll get us a bite to eat and clean this mess up. Then our pal Monkey will open the back door for us, and we'll all vanish into the sunset, so to speak. Right, Monk? He nodded. See? Nothing to worry about.
Hank, I want out now. I'm scared.
Okay, fine, and who cares anyway? Monk, go open the back door and let the run out so that he can play chicken with the chickens. Monk nodded, and they went to the back of the house. While they were gone, I turned to more important business. Amongst the items that had somehow spilled out of the open refrigerator was a package of, hamburger. I gave it a good sniffing. Sure smelled good. Fresh meat. Of course, I knew that Sally Mae had thought it out for the supper meal, and I wouldn't have dreamed of. But on the other hand, hamburger doesn't keep well at room temperature, and I found my nose nuzzling at the wrapping paper. You know, I was sniffing it out, and by George, would you believe that the wrapping paper just fell off, leaving 2 pounds of fresh, juicy hamburger exposed to germs and dangerous microbes? And have you ever stopped to think how dangerous microbes are to little children? Very dangerous. And once germs have lit on a 2-pound package of hamburger, it's next to impossible to get rid of them. About the only precaution you can take is to eat the hamburger right away, and I mean all of it. Otherwise, you'll have Plague and disease and sick kids lying around everywhere. Well, you know where I stand on the issues of plague and disease. I'm 100% against them. And if I had my way, I'd abolish them completely. If a dog can't... This is for the record and you can quote me. If a dog can't protect the kids on his ranch from plague and disease, by George, he ain't much of a dog. So, in a selfless effort to protect the ranch from an outbreak of deadly microbosis, I began disposing of the infected meat in large gulps. I heard the door slam, then footsteps on the floor. Hey, Monk, come here, son. I've got something. Those were pretty heavy footsteps for a monkey. I began to get this funny feeling that I was being stared at. You know how you get that feeling sometimes? Very slowly, I turned my head away from the pool of hamburger blood on the floor and the wreckage of the refrigerator and the busted eggs and the jelly smears. And I'd sure expected her to stay longer at the dentist office. That dentist sure hadn't done much. You'd think. I whapped my tail on the floor and tried to squeeze up a smile. She was probably about to jump to hasty conclusions. That was my impression. I could hear the air rushing through her nostrils, and suddenly her eyes. Where were my friends when I really needed them? I'd be the first to admit that Sally Mae and I had experienced our ups and downs. No relationship is easy, but never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that she would chase me around the house with hands that had become like claws, or drag me out from under the bed, or take a loaded shotgun from the bedroom closet, or tie a blindfold around my eyes, or carry both me and the gun down to the corrals, or line me up against the fence and take up a position 20 paces away. Never in my wildest dreams. The drums began to roll.
Ready?
I heard the hammers click on the shotgun.
Aim!
Wait, Sally Mae, I think I can explain everything. There was this monkey, see, who escaped from the circus and turned into a terrible, despotic pasha.
Lies! Lies!
No, it's the truth, honest. And he forced strong drink upon me and made me do monkey business and terrible things and never in my wildest dreams.
Hank, you better wake up. I've got some bad news.
Drover, when she pulls that trigger, all the bad news will be bad because... Huh? Drover, I pried my eyelids open and stared at the runt. Why, you traitor, you backstabbing, two-faced snake in the grass, you left me in the kitchen to face the firing squad alone.
Firing squad in the kitchen? What are you talking about?
I cut my eyes from side to side. It appeared that I was lying on my gunny sack bed under the gas tanks. The sun was shining, and best of all, I saw no traces of Sally Mae or her shotgun. With each new piece of evidence, it became clearer and clearer that I had just awakened from an incredible dream. I pushed myself up on all fours and staggered around, waiting for the fog to lift, so to speak, from the area between my eyes and whatever it is that resides behind the eyes. Brain, mind, data control center, whatever. Drover, let me ask you a question. To your knowledge, has there ever been a monkey on this ranch?
Oh, yeah. He was in a box, and the box fell off the back of a circus truck.
Okay, that checks out. Question two. Did this alleged monkey ever reach into your mouth and pull your tongue?
He sure did, after you taught him to do it.
Strike that from the record. I asked about the monkey, not about me.
Oh, yeah, he pulled my tongue. He was a mean little cuss.
That checks out, too. Now, question three. Did this alleged monkey follow us into the house, present himself as an imposter called the Pasha of Shazam, and force me to drink a bottle of beer? He stared at me and twisted his head.
That sounds crazy to me. I think you must have dreamed it.
Yes, That checks out, too. I remember saying over and over, never in my wildest dreams. But it was in my wildest dreams, Drover. Do you understand what this means?
It means that you were dreaming, I guess.
Exactly. And I won't be shot after all. Oh, happy day, Drover. The very best kind of day is one in which you know you won't be shot by a firing squad.
Never thought about that, but Hank, I've got some bad news. While you were asleep, a man from the circus came by and got his monkey. He's gone.
I'm sure Drover didn't understand my spasm of insane laughter, since he hadn't participated in my dream. It took me several minutes to get control of myself. Then Drover went on.
I thought you'd be sad, but I can already see that you're not.
I filled my lungs with fresh, clean air and gave myself a good stretch. Well, Drover, as usual, there's a lesson to be learned from all of this.
All of what?
And I'll expect you to make a note of it and refer to it in the future. Never open strange boxes, Drover, and leave monkey business to the monkeys. And with that, we went streaking out into the home pasture to bark at starlings and blackbirds and to guide our ranch safely through another day.